Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lint Roller Podcast, number 11. I'm your host, Shang Slogar, and today is another version of compressed air, but I'm doing this one on the fly. I have some thoughts around the all-or-nothing mindset. This is something a former therapist of mine called me out on, and I've come to realize just how much it applies to every aspect of my life. Perhaps you can relate. So the idea of all or nothing is that you are seeing everything as black or white, as good or bad. For instance, perhaps someone wrongs you. It may be easy to write them off as a bad person, or perhaps they voted for a specific political party. It may be easy to group them into, okay, this just defines who they are as a person. What I've noticed is while that may be easy, and it may actually be a form of self-care in terms of what you allow to come into your brain and what you allow yourself to ruminate over, but when you turn that around and use that own logic on yourself, that can become pretty harmful. If you make a mistake using all or nothing logic, that might mean that you are no longer a good person. I know for me, that's something I do a lot, and it just leads to a downward spiral. Now, the reason I'm thinking about this so much right now is over the past few days, I've been trying to reconcile a new friendship that I had made, and I was thinking about this person, and they are incredible. They're intelligent, they're driven, they're passionate. They're great to be around, but there were instances where communication just broke down, and I felt like I was going crazy and losing my mind and making up scenarios that weren't actually happening. And I had such a hard time wrapping my head around how can someone who is so great in these areas make me feel this certain way. And I tried to be as objective as possible. Another thing that I have learned from therapy is how important it is to stick to the facts of a situation. It's very easy to make up a story along the way and then confront someone with the results of that story that you made. I've been on the receiving end of the situation, and I've also been on the giving end of the situation, where something happens, you make an assumption, and then you treat and respond to that situation as if your reaction was actually reality. So I wanted to take some time and ruminate and be as objective as possible, just because this was a friendship that meant a lot to me, and I didn't want to carelessly throw it away. Now, I objectively listed out some bullet points. I literally made notes because I was that concerned about my reaction, and I wanted to make sure it was justifiable and that I wasn't just acting rash, acting out of emotion. And so, you know, I made that list of bullets, and what it came down to was, yes, there are some good qualities in this friendship, in this person, and there are some bad ones. And the bad ones are ultimately outweighing the good ones. And I decided that I had to stop obsessing over the why something was not good or bad, why something could be in the middle, and really just accepting that things in life are not absolute. They are on a scale of good to bad, and there are some things that are only a little bit good, and there are some things that are all the way great, and some things that are absolutely bad. Really take a look at what you are doing in certain situations and how you are reacting to those certain situations. And be careful, like I have to be careful, to not group everything into two buckets. The biggest thing I am coming to terms with as I grow older is nothing in life has a singular answer. There is no perfect way to end a situation. There's no perfect way you could have interacted with someone. There's no perfect answer as to why someone behaved in a certain way. Closure is super important, and you should definitely try and give other people closure. Obviously, at the same time, respecting your own mental health and your own personal boundaries. But we also have to realize, and when I say we, I mean myself, I have to realize that you don't always get closure. You don't always get the perfect ending, and that's okay. Things can be imperfect. We're human. Things can be in the middle, and nothing is absolute. All right, that's all I got for today. Hope you found that interesting, and I will be back at some point in the future to talk some more with you.